Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name is David Rodriguez. I am from Bogota, Colombia, and I'm currently conducting my doctoral dissertation fieldwork in southwestern Colombia, northwestern Amazon region. I work with the Cofán indigenous people, who are a small nation of less than 6,000 people, and I am conducting my work at the University of Texas at San Antonio. The plant that I'm going to talk about today is a shrubby tree known to the people of the area where I work as chíparo. The scientific name is Sigia longifolia, and this flowering shrubby tree is from the pea family. It is commonly found in tropical Americas, and it's known for its fragrant white or pink flowers, yellow pods with edible flesh, and a super strong wood. The trunk is gray and features a ruptured or fissured bark, and it is used as a perfume ornamental, as a shade tree, and also for fuel and even for construction. This shrubby tree is found in southern Mexico all the way to South America, typically at low latitudes and in riverine habitats. That means in places along rivers as well as streams. So it is a great timber wood because of the strength of it. However, the limitation of it is its length. It's a shrubby tree, so it doesn't grow much. And that limits the ways in which it can be used for construction. So people usually favor the use of other hardwoods because they are much longer. But yes, I have myself tried to cut branches of it, and they are very difficult to cut. They are very hard. It has fragrant flowers that are pollinated by birds. It attracts many different critters to them because of their fragrance. And also the pods that it produces are edible, so they are consumed as well by different organisms in the forest. The value of exerting a relationship with a plant like this, it's also directly beneficial for the environment because it is a very well-grounded plant that prevents erosion of all the riverbanks. So when planted, then it guarantees that floodings, events of flooding or heavy rainfalls or storms are not going to reduce the surface area of the land where people live near rivers or streams. So I am excited through my work to encourage ways in which we can strengthen relationships that generate well-being for everyone and foster a sustainable living on Earth.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.